Hi, everybody. Cindy Swanson with you with the Notes in the Key of Life podcast. And I'm just getting around to recording my Biggest Loser podcast, my Biggest Loser update from Tuesday night. Sorry, it's a little bit late getting recorded, but I hope you'll enjoy it. I'd love to hear back from you if you have some of the similar feelings as I do, or if you have some different thoughts to bring into the table. Now, granted, The Biggest Loser is one of my very favorite shows, but I also can't stand how manipulative it is sometimes. There are times you can almost hear the conversations of the writers and producers in their planning room, just brainstorming ways to manipulate the emotions of we, the viewers. Well, the other night, the biggest twist happened since I've been watching the show. Some of the contestants were allowed to choose between having old standbys, Bob and Jillian, as their trainers, or two brand new trainers completely unknown to them. And to us, as it turns out. The new trainers were seen only in silhouette throughout the episode. Now, if they chose the new trainers, they got an unheard-of bonus. 4 weeks of immunity from getting kicked off the show. Now, some of the contestants, even given the choice, decided to stick with the people who had a proven track record, Bob and Jillian. Others simply couldn't resist the pull of 4 weeks immunity, and you can hardly blame them. Well, we got to see very little of the teams who went off with the unknowns to a completely different location. There was some footage of them sweating it out through extremely difficult workouts and a couple of shots of contestants who had amazing results at the unknown's weigh-in. One man, Moses, the guy from Tonga, lost, if I remember right, 41 pounds in 1 week. That is pretty amazing. Well, it's hard to connect, though, with contestants that you see very little of on the show. Now, I do have a favorite or two already of those who stayed on the ranch. I like Courtney, the girl who had already lost 100 pounds before she came on the show. I think she's spunky and just shows a lot of determination. I like her personality. I like Arthur, who also lost a lot of weight before arriving on the ranch, but he was still over 500 pounds. He did lose down to 476 the first week. I also like Arthur's dad, Jesse, but he's going to have to start taking things more seriously if he wants to keep himself and his son on the ranch. The 54-year-old twins, Don and Dan, when I first saw them, I just kind of thought, oh, these guys are going to be boring. But they actually broke my heart with their backstories. One had a son who died. The other son has disowned him because of his weight. Well, you can count on Biggest Loser to tug at your heartstrings. I've boo-hooed many a time at the show, and last night, or should I say Tuesday night, was no exception. Now, Anna of the Orange Team ended up going home. She made the sacrifice so her daughter Irene could stay. Now, there's no question that the addition of the two new trainers is going to provide a different dynamic for the show. It's too early to tell if I'm going to like that dynamic or not. I would like a chance to get to know the new trainers. As it stands now, I can't relate to a couple of silhouettes. And as I said earlier, it's hard to get attached to contestants you rarely even see. I hope that changes. Hopefully it will within the next episode. Because for me, the contestants and their remarkable courage and determination and their radical transformations, they're what makes the show for me. Guess we'll just have to see. Thanks for joining me for Cindy Swanson's Notes in the Key of Life podcast, my Biggest Loser update. I'm going to try really hard to be good about doing the update every week. So hope you'll continue to stay with me. And again, I'd love to hear your feedback. Bye.